Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the gym can be a fairly intimidating place if you're not a regular there. You mightn't be sure what to wear, what to do, how to use the equipment. Personal trainer Carl Henry is here now in the studio to help us get over any gym phobia that we might have. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very well. I think a lot of people might feel this way about gyms and maybe haven't been to a gym in quite a long time because they had that experience of walking in and thinking, I don't know who to be in here and what to do.
They're scary places, aren't they? I think they freak people out. I think if you think of gym and wellness, you think instantly of social media. People with six packs, perfect bodies, tight gear, looking amazing.
Knowing what to do.
And knowing exactly what to do. And it freaks people out, you know.
But have gyms changed recently? Are there gyms that aren't like that?
Yes, the spectrum of gyms has increased. I.e. there's a place to go if you are that total beginner and you just want to move and be well, there's a gym for that. If you want to go hard or go home, as they say, and max out your workout, there's a gym for that. There's a huge variation in exercise now in terms of what you can do. It's about finding your tribe. And of course, what it really is, you know.
You don't have to go to the gym as well.
Well, you don't. So we would see that through the Instagram work that we do. People do workouts at home and you don't have to go to a gym. It's a great place to start. Like even walking. Let's start there. Let's make it really basic to get fit for the gym, to take away the fear around your fitness levels. Walking is the best way to do that to start with. And then you can do some exercises at home. You can squat. You can tap your bum off the couch. Mm-hmm. Stand up. Tap your bum off the couch. That's a squat. The best lower body exercise that there is to keep you younger and stronger. You can do a lunge. You can do a plank. You can do a press up off the kitchen table.
So that you're not going in feeling that you're really unfit, that you have a little bit of background there.
You have a little bit of fitness before you get into the gym space. Some people think they're too unfit. They're too old. They have too many ailments. All of which now is rubbish, by the way. You are never too old. My oldest client is 79. She's amazing. She's got rid of her stick for the first time in the gym space now, which is incredible.
Great work.
Any age, you can do it.
Now, I've mentioned there what to wear.
Yeah.
So do people have an issue around this? Because you mentioned the social media videos where people are in, you know, all sorts of fabulous things.
And very little.
Or very little. But it is a consideration, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You've got to be comfortable. So the type of clothing you wear is really important. But you start with your feet. So what runners you wear are really important. You get gait analysis done. Every sports shop will do that for free. You learn how your foot falls when it hits the ground. That's important to protect your feet and protect your joints. Then in terms of clothing, you avoid cotton. Cotton fabric gets heavy, gets sweaty, gets uncomfortable. You can always feel that on a hot day when you're out for a walk. It's not a nice place to be when you're working out. So you go for the more synthetic fabrics. Begin there so that you feel good. And, you know, sometimes it's that sense of getting a new... Like if I get a new t-shirt, I feel brilliant when I go for the run in the new t-shirt. There's a psychology to that you kind of, you know, you feel new and kind of, you know, shiny for want for a better word.
Yeah, do you advise as well when people go in for their first session? Because a lot of gyms will do this where they say you can have some time with one of our trainers to show you the machines.
Yeah.
Is that advisable?
So that's called an assessment. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. If your gym doesn't offer that, go next door, go to a different gym. Because you should not be there. Their job is to mind you. It's to look after you. It's to show you what to do. So if you're left to your own devices, just go somewhere else. Spend your money elsewhere. Because that assessment will teach you how to use the machines. How do you turn the machines on? It's a big, scary deck that you look at. For a lot of people, that even turning it on is a problem. How to use the machines. You should get an assessment and a program, which is gradual, and gets a little bit tougher each week or each month. If it gets too tough too quickly, go elsewhere. Because you don't want to be really sore. You're there to get well, to get healthy. So you should ease into it. And for some people, the cardiovascular machines, the cross trainer, the treadmill, the bike are easy ways to get into the gym. Get your foot in the door. It's a nice machine to use. And then you go into the weights maybe after a couple of weeks or a couple of months later as you feel more comfortable. But that assessment is really, really important. So if you are thinking about joining a gym, demand the assessment. And if you don't get it, it is not a good sign for the gym that you're potentially going to go to. So look around until you get an assessment done. And then you should be getting an assessment every 6 weeks or so. to keep the results going and keep the interest going so
okay,
that it's changed.
So you keep moving up and changing up a little
bit. Wives sure to do the same thing over and over again. We know that.
Yeah. And what about this idea or notion? Because we hear about this when it comes to walking or running, that you should do it with a friend.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the gym with a friend and we just ended up giggling and getting told off by one of the trainers. That was a long time ago. We were very immature. But that can happen where you do know work because you're having a chat.
Yeah, a gym buddy is great though. Like it's a great way to get in the door or to get to a class together or a group together. And it's also social, which we know a lot of the new research is telling us that the social connection will help you live longer by having more social connections. So putting that together with the gym, you get to talk a bit more. But when you're there, you do have to work out and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe get a little bit of a sweat going.
Yes.
And not just chat all the time. But the gym buddy thing, it takes the fear out of going in the door because you go in with somebody. Because a lot of the time on your own, we're very scared of being on our own. Even myself, you know, when we moved into I went to the tri club on my own, I was scared senseless. It's a new group of people. I don't know. What if I'm not fit enough? What if, whatever. So by going with someone, it does make it easier. But make sure that you're working out when you get there.
Yeah.
And also that person is a similar fitness to you. If they're really fit, that can put you off. And friends can often be put off by their friend being very fit. That they feel, I'm not as fit as they are.
I'm not as good as they are.
I'm not as strong as they are.
See, the bottom line on this is some people are just not gym people and they will never be comfortable in a gym and they shouldn't probably force it. The key is to find an exercise that you enjoy and you'll sustain because you enjoy it.
That's exactly. It's like the time, you know, the best time to exercise. It's the same thing that you match it to your personality. If you love to be outdoors, join a hill walking club.
Mm-hmm.
Go outdoors. Join an open water swimming group. If you hate the gym, don't go. If you hate
it,
you're never going to go. There's no point in forcing it. That's really, really important.
I have a listener called Anne who goes to a gym in Waterford and the oldest person there who trains there is 91.
Amazing. Yeah.
We're all in our 60s. Actually, I follow a woman on Instagram who's 90 and is so strong. So it just shows what you can
do. I've seen a few of those videos on Instagram. They're amazing.
Yeah.
But we do know, and for everyone listening in, the stronger you are as you get older, the longer you're going to live well.
That's
the important thing. And that's what gym work and resistance work
is. Because most of us now are going to have long lives. We might as well have healthy long lives and be strong in our later years.
Living long is one thing, but living long well, doing what you want to do for as long as possible, moving will give you that. Whether it's outdoors, in the sea, in the gym, in a yoga class, doing dancing, it doesn't really matter. But you have to move. It's use it or lose it when it comes to age and muscle.
Great advice, Carl. As always, we'll see you again soon.